When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressiter. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay.
Oh, what a bloody ripper. I can work a mic, it's fine. Yes, I know what I'm doing.
Yes, you do. Hello. Welcome to the last live episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tressiter.
It's me, Emily Tressiter, and I have filthy feet.
Gross. Why would you even mention that?
I was asked by someone in the crowd to say that, and so I've done it. It's a live podcast. I do what I'm told.
Who would ask? No, I know who asked you to do that.
It was my mum. Yeah. No, it wasn't my mum. She told me I had filthy feet. And look, it's a long story. Let's not get into it now.
What an opener.
Really excited to be here, Vicky. We have two fantastic guests this episode. Yes. We have the wonderful Luca Muller. Welcome him to the stage now.
Yay! Woo! Take your pick. Yeah. Who's your favourite?
Oh, the one fine. With the wind guard.
Fine.
Yeah, I think... They're quite fun.
Sound great on the pod.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
ASMR. Okay.
Hello.
Do you want to do some ASMR stuff?
No, please. Oh, my gosh. But I would love to introduce our next guest. It is the wonderful Ben Russell.
Hey! Hey! He almost made it to the stage.
Hello, my name is Ben Russell, and I've gone muffless.
Which is, yeah, you and me, baby.
Which is like me, you know?
Mm. Muffless.
Muffless?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is like you. It really sticks into your character.
That's
I love
true.
That.
You do not have a muff.
Yeah.
Look, guys, today I thought we could talk about things that make us mad.
Really?
Yes.
That's a
I love that
bold
as a
opening podcast thing to...
Well, look, the thing is, I think I've had enough of us having a good time and
this is
making
it.
Jokes.
We're done. This I is think, the last one.
I think fuck it. Let's just really... let's burn it down.
Let's burn
it down. Burn it all down.
Last live... Like what... The last, I thought, the last live, let's make it the last live. Do you know what I mean?
Sure. And that's this is it. We're done.
When you said you'd do that, I was like, yes, that's good because I was at a cafe and I was...
You were ready to burn it down?
I was ready to burn it
yeah.
down.
Tell us about that.
I've given my first, I never review. I think it's terrible. Like I gave my first
Google.
Review and it was 1 star.
Oh, yeah. Well, because that's what people do.
And you know what triggered me?
Tell us, because that's...
I was with a group of people, and they were rude from the start. Like, the guy was giving me sass, and I gave him sass back, and he didn't appreciate it. And then he was like, no split billing. Mm. And I was like, what do you mean, no split billing? You don't want me to pay? Is that what you mean? He's like, no, we don't do split bills. I'm like, there's no one else here.
Yeah, okay.
And he's like, no, we don't do split bills. I'm like, what are you going to do, call the cops?
Did he call the cops?
No, he didn't. I was like, are you going to call the cops? Tell them that this person wants to pay? Oh, call the cops. This guy wants to pay for his meal. It just nothing triggers me just as much as no split bill.
Yeah.
It fucking shits me to tears.
Even if
put it on
busy.
A different table in your POS system.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then just let me pay you what I'm not
absolutely do it. No split bills, no cash only is a brutal one as well.
Yeah. Well, that's just a tax evasion thing.
Yeah, but or there's a surcharge.
Surcharge, yeah.
That's fucked.
Mm. Did they have all? They probably had all three of that. A surcharge.
I think I reckon.
Well, it's a public holiday today as well, so there definitely would
just
have
like
been.
Sort your life out.
So what ended up happening? Did you just kill him or?
I just killed him right
there.
Yeah,
no, that's fair enough. No, I thought that would be. Leave
no,
star
I told him.
Kill him.
I told him he was a fuckhead, and then I said,
"Love that." That's
I it. Said, "Sort your life out."
Right.
And then I told the other people, "I'll just hook you up later."
Oh yeah. So you
and
paid
then
for the whole
out
thing.
And then gave him a one star.
He was definitely in the wrong.
I was aggressive,
but you got to feel.
Yeah,
for...
you're bringing an energy even to this.
Yeah.
And I'm a bit like.
It's been a while since I've had that like.
I think it's great.
Fury just pop out, and it was split bills.
Perfect.
Nothing else. Triggers me
that's,
like split
that's your only thing.
I don't get offended by anything else.
Yeah, except it is bad, but you got to feel for the service staff who come up against comedians on the last week of Comedy Festival. They don't know. They think it's just a normal guy. Yeah. It's like, you're a fuckhead.
You're an absolute fuckhead.
What are you going to do, call the cops? You really just
It's been a while
him.
Since I've called someone of the general public a fuckhead.
So you
to their face.
You straight up did actually do that.
Yeah, I did it very casually, though. I didn't
just
like
just really
like,
calm. Like, I just, you know, you're a fuckhead.
You know, I just went, you're a fuckhead, dude. And it felt so good, but I got that. You know when you're like rude to someone, just like outwardly, you just get that. It's like a high.
Yes,
like you
get, that adrenaline rush.
You just go.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
And and he's Italian. He would have loved it as well. They love it.
Well,
fiery
very
Italians.
Passionate people.
Yeah,
he would have appreciated it.
Traditionally quite rude. Yep. So, you know.
I feel like
you're
wrong?
Making. Is that wrong for me to? I mean, they are. Go to. Go to the.
Say whatever you want, mate. We're burning it down. It's fine.
Anyone that's been to Rome, rude service.
Yeah. You know? Yes, I've been to Rome and yes, rude.
It's not me being rude. You can't be. Can you
I
be
think
racist
you
towards
can
Italian?
Be. No, yes, you definitely can.
That is such a broad generalization, just like my mama used to make. She's so racist.
That's
anyway,
amazing.
That's my
what
gripe.
Makes you mad?
Immediately. And that was fresh. That's fresh.
That
so
happened
I'm
today.
Still dealing with it.
We can tell.
It's
still
inside.
You're
still
bringing the energy. I really
I'm still
think
fucking furious.
if you don't call one of us a fuckhead here today, I will be surprised. I feel like it's gonna
no,
happen.
Because I've already done it.
You've
I've
released
already,
your anger.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're just riding the
shot.
High. You're riding the high now, or are you coming down from that high now?
I'm still riding.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, I can tell the feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready. If anyone wants
to go.
If anyone wants to go,
he'll fucking take you on.
I'll challenge them.
Yeah?
Not physically.
Okay.
But in a
battle
of wits,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll get them.
Sure. I'm scared. Okay. Luca, what makes you mad?
Oh, man. All sorts of junk.
Yeah?
No, I don't know.
Italians.
Yeah.
Yeah, this podcast is really just a thinly veiled.
Definitely one I've been like noticing so hard recently. I tell myself that there's an influx of bad drivers on the road, but it's definitely just me being more stressed than usual. But I've been hitting that horn so hard in the last week or so, just ramming it and doing the flashing of the lights in people so they can see you in the mirror.
Wow.
Yeah. Just bad.
I've never done that light thing ever.
The only time I've ever done it is to warn people about like speed cameras coming up. Like, hey guys.
Yeah, I do it when, because there's a lot of roads like it in Melbourne, but I live in the northern suburbs and like all up, like Lygon and Brunswick Street, there's sort of like the lane on the left where you park and then the one in the middle where you drive and then like a little bit of dead space in the middle.
Yeah.
And if anyone is driving that dead space, I am fucking all over them. I cannot abide.
I don't honk the horn though. Like I think I can count on like one hand the amount of times I've actually.
Oh, I love the horn.
Really?
Yeah, mash that MF horn.
my go-to if it, like it's a dangerous situation is to brake, not to throw my hand out and hit that horn.
Yeah, but what if it's a wanker situation?
Yeah,
then
I yell
in my like in the privacy of my own car a lot, so much yelling, and then nothing else.
I was in a situation the other day where I was in the left hand. And I was turning into the right-hand lane. I was just moving to the right-hand lane. And then a guy sped up. Like, just came out of nowhere and sped up and went. And I went in. And then he honked me. And then we went and stayed. We stayed on the lights.
Yeah.
And he rolled down his window. I was like, you need to learn how to drive. And I was like,
whoa.
What? Don't be a cunt, dude. And he was like, I am not being a cunt. And I was like, you kind of are.
You actually were.
Like, just relax.
Yeah.
And then I said, and I don't know, all of a sudden I reverted into year nine. The lights went
the
green.
Default
I went,
stage
and
of
I
life.
Went, take a chill pill. And it went off. That's the last thing he heard was someone to tell him
to take a chill pill.
Like, have I just gone back to the 90s?
Yeah. Oh.
I think it's insane. Like, I wonder how long that feeling stayed with that man. Like, fuck, he's just told me to take a chill pill.
Maybe I will.
How do I get one? Where do I find them? Like, the other day, I was on my bike, like my bicycle, and I tried to, like, squeeze through a truck and a footpath, which was, like, a risky move, sure. And I was going down a one-way street the wrong direction. Risky move, sure. I'm not going to lie. I was definitely in the wrong. I'm the cunt in that situation, okay. I yeah. guess, right? Yeah, so yeah. that's a thing. But then as I'm like trying to get around this truck, these two guys go to like step off the footpath without having like looked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were looking the other way.
So, yeah, I know. Yeah. It makes sense. And so...
You're not coming off well.
So I mean...
About as well as me.
With the Italian. Yeah, yeah, no, Italian. 100%. So I am still... like riding my bike, and I come very close to one of the dudes, not close enough to like lick him or like nothing, like not too.
Why is that your go-to?
I don't know. I just love lick. I just like the lick measure, you know. Anyway, sure. Not close enough to like lick him.
Unbelievably close. If you're that close, you've hit him.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. That's it, like you.
Like so close.
Yeah, so close.
No,
I have brushed my teeth, although I did have lunch.
Who's got a longer tongue, do you reckon?
Oh no.
Luca, sorry.
Oh, yeah, I got a little short, a little stubby one. Yeah. But it's what I do with it, you know what I mean?
Oh my goodness gracious. So I was like close but not close, right? I'm like probably Luca and I's distance.
Okay, that's pretty close.
Maybe a bit closer. Anyway, he stops walking. I like pump my brakes. There's no collision. Everyone's fine. It's all gravy, baby. Mm. I keep riding. This guy loses his mind. Like he's literally like, "What the fuck? You fucking idiot!" Like fucking. And I kept riding to the next intersection, which is like maybe not 100. Let's say 30 to 40 meters away.
That's like yeah. what, like 300 licks.
At least 1,000, I reckon.
Oh, really?
1,000 licks away.
Wow.
So I'm 1,000 licks away, yeah?
Okay.
And he's still, like, losing his mind, just being like, you're a fucking idiot, and just, like, absolutely raging
actually
at me.
Coming after you?
No, I was
just
scared.
Just yelling from 1,000 licks
away. I started riding much quicker, right. And I was like, I need to get a lick away. Like,
yeah.
Every lick counts. So I'm, like, riding, and he's still yelling for, like, almost two, like...
Intersections.
Right. And I'm like, I understand... I know that I was in the wrong. I started that story by being like, I know I was in the wrong. But like, geez, dude. Take a chill pill. Am I right?
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah, so, like
this is why I don't honk my horn at people, because I grew up in Frankston and I can remember three incidents of things making it to the newspaper where somewhat road rage incidents turned into just people getting stabbed. And I don't want that. That is all I think about. I'm like, if I... honk my horn at that person, they could get out and...
I'd love to be stabbed.
I mean, it's the last day of the comedy festival. I would take it.
I'd be a hero, dude. I'd be a hero. Like, you're all right? You got stabbed. Yeah, I got stabbed. I'm a hero.
Where would you want to be stabbed?
The amount of sympathy that I got for kidney stones, imagine the amount of sympathy that I would get for being stabbed.
Man, I dream of getting stabbed.
Would you take a stab anywhere? Or is there a specific part of your body you want to get stabbed?
I'm not in the face.
Can we get a knife in here?
I don't want to get stabbed in the face.
Okay, no face stabbing.
Yeah, or neck. That's usually a bad place.
Yeah, you'll probably die. So you want something
I'm just talking chest, you know?
Or maybe like the arm or something.
Chest seems to be
like
the good place to get stabbed, right? It's in there because it's all protected. Legs are bad because you've got those big old veins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon tummy.
You reckon?
Yeah, give it to me.
Okay.
Give me right in the tum.
Get close enough for a lick.
Yeah, and just go
in there.
I reckon you might die, though.
Well, I'm quite strong.
Okay. And
is he just one
stab? He's a powerful boy.
I'll call him a fuckhead.
Yeah.
I reckon you'd be in the right there.
Yeah, I reckon I'd be all right.
Can't believe you fucking stabbed me, man.
You're an absolute fuckhead. I'm going to give you a one-star review.
Take a chill pill,
bro. About the one-star review.
Yeah.
Do you have it? Did you...
I just put a one-star. I was going to say...
Oh, so you didn't do a write-up.
No, I was going to do a write-up... I was going to say the manager has as much charm and is as helpful as... I was tossing up between either cancer, HIV or cot death. Yeah. And in the end, I decided just to not worry about it.
Yeah,
I was like, this is not... I've already done too much.
Do you want a name and shame? What was it?
Yeah, where was this?
It was the grain store.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yep.
Oh,
I've heard of that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there.
Shithouse.
Yeah. Is it in the city?
No. Yeah.
I'm going to burn that fucking place down.
Here's the problem, Ben. If it actually burns down, you're fucked. Because we have this on tape.
Yeah, but...
It's tape? I don't know. It's on the bloody internet. I don't know how it happens.
Just for the record, I didn't do it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Perfect.
Go.
We love that. I've got a question or questions I'm quite curious about. I was wondering, I think the four minds that we have up here are really probably the most suitable for this task.
Okay.
Basically,
well, that's handy.
My mum, right? Good woman.
Yes.
Love her.
Yeah.
She was walking from our local supermarket across the road, speaking of roads, and as she was, good segue, Emily, as she was crossing the road, there was a dude next to her that was like also wanting to cross the road, and he must have been on this side and the cars were coming this direction, right? Which is good for a podcast, but you'll figure it out. Mm. And and so she was
this
standing there.
This is why you come to the live episodes.
Yeah. She was standing there and he was next to her, and as a white car was coming towards him, he went to step out in front of the car, and my mum just like grabbed his arm and he was like, "Oh, thank you so much. I can't see white."
What?
Yes. What does that mean? Is that possible? Can you not see white?
Absolutely not.
Luca is colorblind. You can still see white, right?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
And I doubt the car was pure white.
Because there's definitely other elements to that car.
Sorry, I can't see cars that are beings of pure light.
But also, like, if you can't see white, let's just
how
say...
How do you know?
No. If you can't see white, what are you seeing? Yeah, think about that. Because you can't see through the car. Mm. So you're not seeing like just a road being like, oh, there's nothing there.
Seeing black, maybe.
Maybe he said...
But then you'd know something black is coming towards
are
you.
Are we sure that he didn't say, I can't see right?
Oh. That is probably what happened. My mum is a loose unit, so that is probably what happened, let's be honest. Yeah. She also said he had very thick glasses on.
Yeah, I reckon, busted on this one.
Fuck, we got to the bottom of that.
You were right. Great. We had the right four minds on this one.
I knew it. Because honestly, like, I'm not the right mind. My mum and my boyfriend's sister all walking here were like, that's fucked up. For like 20 minutes, we're like, how did that happen? Like discussing like what he's seeing. That is 100% what happened, Luca. Well done.
Well done, Luca.
Solved.
Myth-busted.
Are you full colorblind?
No. I'm what we call an extreme Dutton.
Ooh, what does that mean?
Dutton.
Which I get red and green and blue and purple mixed up to a large degree.
Yeah, right. Because I have a red-green defect, they say.
Yeah.
So I either get them mixed up or they just are grey.
Yeah.
It's really whack.
It's real whack.
And I was going to ask you what colours you see, but you won't know.
No.
Well, our colours look different than your colours.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. An optometrist one time showed me these two pictures, and it was like, this is what you see, and it was a bowl of fruit, and it looked like normal to me.
Yeah.
And then he showed me, it's like, this is what other people see. And it looked incredibly vibrant. Like someone had turned up like all the, I don't know what the things are, but it looked like it was real, way too bright and exciting.
Yeah, right.
And too much. Yeah.
How do they show you that? Like how
do
they...
Oh, yeah, two pieces of paper.
And so this is recorded on tape, yeah?
You've really got all the answers.
No, I mean, like, if your eyes are, like, used to seeing...
Are you saying, how do you know what other people see? Is that what you want?
No, I'm saying, like, how do they make it look like that for you?
I guess just turn up all the colours saturate it or whatever.
Right.
Interesting.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It means we can't be pilots.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Yep, we can't be croupiers.
What's that?
What?
Car dealers.
Oh, really? Can't we?
No. You can't be a naval officer.
How come you can't be a car dealer?
Because they have colours on the cards.
But they also have the suits.
You're
right?
A liability.
Oh, a card dealer.
Yeah.
I thought you said car.
No,
car
you can
dealer.
Definitely be a car dealer.
I'm like, that would
no,
be
No, because
fine.
You're like, hey, come check out this red car. And you're like, that's not red. No!
But like, yeah, cards have like the suits.
Yeah, but you're a liability.
Okay, liability. Okay, right. Yeah.
It's
okay.
Very rude to say to me.
I mean, it's not wrong.
His energy, I tell you what.
I'm off the chain.
Didn't have anything to do with what I said. I just am. Yeah, that's fair.
I used to work at a clothing store and I did the buying for the store.
No.
And it did happen. I would always try and double check it and make sure that I was getting good stuff. But it happened a few times where I thought I was buying something white, but it was pink and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, this is a friend of the show, Pat McCaffrey, who we had on our last live episode, is also colorblind, like quite colorblind, and just has... Now that he is in a relationship, his boyfriend just buys him all of his clothes. But before that, he had to get his friends to just buy all of his clothes for him. Like literally... the least stereotypical gay man you could possibly find who can't go shopping at all because he does not know what to buy.
That's why I just go block colours.
Yeah.
It's because I have gotten things mixed up from time to time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And I'm so brave.
Yeah. You shine through your disabilities,
thank
guys.
You.
It's beautiful.
I saw a little boy get glasses that like color correct color blindness on Instagram. And boy, oh boy, was it the cutest thing ever.
Yeah?
Yeah, super
it's
lovely.
It's like when you see those kids that can, like, they give, like, the cochlear implants and they can hear for the first time.
Oh, my gosh, I'm going to tear up. So beautiful. Oh, my God, Instagram, it's a wealth of beautiful. Speaking of Instagram being a wealth of beautiful and things that annoy us.
Okay, yes.
Hey, strap in. The other day at a bar that is specifically for the festival and also a club.
A festival club?
Hey,
Maybe a festival club.
I was at festival club and a friend of mine, his partner, was there.
Yes.
And she is... Vicky was also there.
I just realised what story she's going to tell.
We only see each other during festival and she came up to me and she was probably under the influence of something. In fact, I know she was because she mentioned it.
Yep.
And
what are we talking about? Drugs?
No, Dexies.
That's a drug.
Drugs.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, yeah, fair enough.
We call them Perth Panadols.
Okay, so she was on a Perth Panadol or two, probably three. I don't know. And she was telling me we only see each other once a year, and she was like, "Oh, remember that last time we were together? We did this, this, and this." And I'm like, "That was not me." And then, like, 3 seconds later, I would be like, "Oh, well, remember that time we did this, this, and this?" And I'm like, "That was not
also
me."
Not me, yeah.
And, like, just kept telling me these stories that I wasn't involved in. But then she was like, "Hey, also, I followed you on Instagram and you never followed me back." And wow. Then stared at
she
me.
She got her phone
out. Yes. And was like, "This is my handle," and expected me to get my phone out and follow her back, like, literally while she's watching me follow her back. And I'm like, "This is crazy."
Yeah, also there's no reception in Festival Club for people like a
lot of
people.
It actually worked, so unfortunately.
God damn it.
God damn.
You did follow her?
Yes, and I'm going to unfollow her as soon as festival finishes.
Oh, wow. I love
don't
it.
Don't force me to do something.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I cull every chance I can get.
Yeah.
If someone does a bad status,
I
don't hide them. I just unfriend them. It's the best.
Really? I think I'm going to go on a call after.
That's the level of pressure that you're dealing with if you want to be my friend. Is that you? One mistake and you're gone.
What if they are like silent friends? Like they don't really post it at all. I guess you'll never know.
No,
so
well, that's fine.
Cool. They just go under the radar.
Yeah. So basically, you just want your friends to shut the fuck up and be quiet.
Basically.
Yeah. Cool. Love that. Love that.
Especially on Facebook, anyway.
How many Facebook friends do you think is a good number of Facebook friends?
Well, apparently there's that thing that says we only have the capability of being able to know and like 150 people.
Yeah.
Like that's like a thing that's in our brains from way back when. So if you've got anything more than 150.
I think I've got like 1,300.
Yeah, I've got about 1,000.
I think I got 2,000.
What?
It's wild
but that's
with
from
comedy,
like
cause you meet someone
school
once.
School and... Melbourne and Chicago.
Your culling is not working, dude.
I actually do. I sort of go, if I remember meeting them in the flesh, I keep them.
Yeah.
And if they do something, if they post a shitty status, then they're gone in that. So, but I'll go through and that's...
Yeah, well, because I've got like heaps of requests sitting there that I don't add those people because I only add people that I've met in real life on Facebook.
Mm.
Like that's my sort
yeah,
of...
Yeah, that's
but
the
then
deal.
I do have people that like I've met once or twice and then... They've moved or something, and I've literally never seen them again. And I'm looking at things, going, I don't know who that person is.
Yeah.
So I should cull those ones.
I reckon I have 400 friends.
That's good.
Really? That's a good number. I
cull the shit out of my friends about once every 3 months when I'm in PMSy. I sit down. I'm like, if you do not value add to my life, I'm fucking you off.
Yeah.
Like no school friends. I think I have one school friend on Facebook. Yeah.
That's good.
I've got anyone that like has ever said anything that
has hurt me in any way, shape, or form, you're done. You're out. Like, even I'm talking little shit. Like, if you're like, oh, I can't believe you think that I said car dealer, you're done. You're out, you know? So. Yeah, I honestly, like, every few months we'll just do another cull, being like, I haven't seen you in 4 years, you're out.
I should do that.
Yeah, it's really, really actually quite liberating.
I don't really look at Facebook good. A lot. Don't.
No, neither do I, but so. It's still that's, just rubbish.
I think that's why I leave them all there, because I don't look that much.
Well, that's it, like, I just forget about them. And then
what do you look at mostly? What do you reckon?
Twitter, Instagram.
Your Twitter.
Ticket sales.
Yeah. Oh, God. Ticket sales.
Surely that's number one at the moment. Ticket sales, Twitter, and then Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Instagram's my number one. What about you, Ben?
I kind of like Twitter, but I also... Insta's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I like the YouTube as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you watch on YouTube?
All sorts of stuff.
Yeah?
I cannot...
What do they got on there these days?
Tell us more. I can't remember the last time I specifically went to YouTube and went, let's watch something.
I'm a pretty big fan of Ships in Heavy Seas.
Okay.
Really? What?
Love Ships in Heavy Seas.
Really? What is
it's
that?
Ships in Heavy Seas.
What's a heavy sea?
Oh, big fucking swells, man. Like big tankers and big seas.
Okay.
Also, buildings getting demolished.
Oh,
love
I love that.
Shit.
Yep. I'm into that.
Wow. So you just watch. How long are these videos usually?
Oh, pretty sure.
And then they've got like a compilation.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. So I watch a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
And I, I watch a bit of. I do a YouTube channel myself.
You do. This is what we were getting to, right? This is just you plugging your YouTube
channel. No, but that's why. That's the context. Okay. So, and then I don't know. What else do I do on there? Probably like things crushing, getting crushed.
I follow a bunch of Instagram accounts that have like those, things getting crushed and stuff like that. So that what's the?
I also like shit. I like
hydraulic press. That's the word I was thinking.
Shit from the deep, big shit from the deep, like the deep
ocean.
Yeah. I love
that freaks
that
me out. Absolutely,
and I love
not.
Space shit on YouTube. So that's kind of my main thing.
Right.
I can get into the space stuff. I can't. Deep ocean freaks me out.
Love the
so
deep.
Bad.
Do you watch the? International Space Station live stream.
Occasionally, yeah.
I like that.
I like that one.
Stuff. I got right into... There was a guy who was rowing across the Atlantic Ocean on his own in a boat, and he was live streaming the whole thing, and I got right into watching that.
That's cool.
Yeah, real cool.
What would happen?
Not much.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That
it's
seems
soothing in a way. He's there rowing and then...
It's like slow TV.
Yeah.
You know, watch, like you just watch like a train, 7-hour train trip.
I'm just not about this, guys.
Okay.
I don't want that.
Yeah, but you watch...
You know what makes me mad?
Geordie Shore.
I love Geordie Shore.
Yeah.
Honestly, anyone that says anything different, you're culled. You are no longer a Facebook friend. You're out.
You went and watched a reunion episode of something in a park.
X on the Beach.
Yes. You just sat in a park and watched.
I was very into it. It was the reunion. I had
You're
to
like,
watch
I don't
it.
Have time to go home, but I need to watch this.
Geordie Shore, yeah. These bitches be like well fit. That's yeah. It. That's every episode.
Yeah, no, they're a worldie. Such a worldie.
Yeah.
You're having a laugh, you're right, wanker. That's from the show.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get mortal.
Get mortal.
Yeah. That's what they get.
Mortal?
Mortal.
English people are the worst people. I think we can agree.
I just feel like yes and follow up.
My dad's in the audience. He's English.
Well.
Cool. Okay. I'd actually like to put a little caveat.
Okay.
On that. English people that have left England.
Yeah, right. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Great. English people that are still in England. Some of the worst people in the world.
Okay, I can get on board with that. Yeah.
How do you feel about Australians in England?
Oh, the worst people.
Not great. I mean, you've chosen to live in a country full of assholes.
Probably takes
want
to
be
no one.
Yeah. Want to be around their own.
I'm
kind.
Really not. I'm not letting anything. I'm really letting loose. I'm
no,
so sorry.
It's great.
If you're English, but
or Italian.
Or yeah. Italian. Yeah. I mean, Italians, I kind of still like because they're fiery and I appreciate that.
Okay.
Just this one fuckhead.
Yeah. It's just this one.
They're
individual.
At least upfront about their, like, I don't know. I just don't like the English people so bumbling despite being, like, the most popular, most powerful empire on earth.
Yeah.
I think my hatred.
I'm so sorry. It's like, you don't, what are you talking about? You can't just take India and then be like, oh my, I'm such a dunce.
I think my hatred of English really manifested during a Edinburgh Comedy Festival.
That'd do it.
Because it was just, Edinburgh is just full of like toffee-nosed private school English cunts. doing their like, oh, we're doing the tea lights. And we're doing the production of Hamlet, except all the women are men and the men are women. It's a gas. We've sold out because all of our friends and family have come. It's absolutely wonderful. And then you're like, would you like to come to my show? And they're like, no, I don't like Australian comedy. Yeah.
And wow, so this seems personal.
This is definitely an experience you actually had.
Yeah, and then when you tell them to fuck off, they go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. did I offend you? Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. And you're like, no,
you're not.
Stop. Mm. Walk away.
I saw exactly that, like the worst version of that in Edinburgh last year. There was a theatre company doing a musical based on Timpsons, which is a shoe repair and key cutting franchise in England. And so it was a musical of Romeo and Juliet based on Timpsons, sponsored by Timpsons. And they were just getting around flying. One guy was dressed as a big shoe and he'd be like, oh, would you like to see the Timpsons musical? I was like, absolutely not. What is this?
But you went, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One time.
I paid £20 for a ticket.
One time we were flying and we had a door and people would go through the door and you'd fly them. It was really fun, like different, like fun way to fly.
So, like, you took a door out with you.
Yeah.
Right.
And this one, again, toffee-nosed little English fuckhead.
What does toffee-nosed mean?
That means that you're buried in toffee. You've got your nose in it.
But why?
How do you know? You're growling out some toffee. And, you're like, and then you wake up and you go, oh, excuse me.
I'm very proper.
I'm very proper.
Okay, sorry.
And we were flying. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you work during it. Yeah. Edinburgh is a fucking slog. It's lots of fun, but it's hard. And this dude comes up to us and goes, this isn't my place to say it. I don't have any sort of responsibility here, but I think that what you're doing, you're actually blocking this path. I think it might be a health and safety issue.
Oh, my God.
And
the door's open.
The door. It wasn't a health and safety issue. And Maggie, my partner, who is does not suffer fools at all, she just went, what? If it's not your problem, why are you fucking saying anything? And he's like, oh, well, and she was like, no. And she just stopped and just dissected everything that he said and then tore his life apart.
Because if you
it was beautiful to see.
It's not my place to say, but stop.
Yeah.
Done.
If it's not your place to say, then it's not really my job, but I'm going to get into your business, even though it's not really someone's... And he, poor guy, I think he was nearly tearing up. This tiny little blonde lady was just like, just tearing strips off
That's
him.
So good. It was
I fell in love with her that day.
Oh, I love that. But also it does make sense. That energy is an energy that I feel like you would love.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I like sticking up for like things.
Yeah, 100%.
When people are just assholes for the sake of being assholes, I just can't abide it. It just
I'm not
fires
really
me up. I hate bad customer service. Mm. I used to do it. You know,
bad
being a
customer
comedian.
Service?
No, I used to be it's not that hard to be like treat people
did you
with
hospo
just a tiny
or
little
retail?
Bit of respect. Both.
Nice.
I did it all.
You did it all, baby.
I'm a comedian.
Yeah, that's true. Because I did retail for a very, very long time, but I never did hospo.
It's just not that hard.
But yeah, it doesn't, like, they're all, just be nice.
Yeah.
And polite.
Exactly.
Also, if you hate your job, leave.
Mm. Yeah, also that.
Like,
yes.
if you hate it so much that you're going to make everyone else's experience who are there to enjoy whatever you're offering, mm-hmm. if you're going to ruin that because you hate your job that much... Go and get another job.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like life
switch it up. Like do something else. I don't understand people that are so angry.
Yeah.
That like just don't do it.
Life is hard enough without people just putting more roadblocks for no reason in your way.
Like
just
a door in a footpath.
Or or like no split bill. Like you're putting conditions on how I can fucking purchase this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just let me purchase
Even
it.
If it's busy, I don't understand that rule really.
No.
But I've never worked in a restaurant, so I don't... Mm.
You could just... I guess if it's really busy, that would be annoying because you'd have to put through like four different transactions or whatever. But
people
whatever.
Can wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People wait anyway. They can wait a little bit longer.
Mm. Yeah. Look, I don't like sticking up for anything, so I've got nothing to say on the matter, really.
That's fair.
I don't.
I went to a rock climbing place last week, and the guy there was
being rude. Every Melbourne comedian really into that at the moment?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's where incels go to excel.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
That's good stuff. Yeah.
Anyway.
And the guy there was being rude, and there was like me and two other comics and then two other people in this whole place. It's like, your whole job is to just give us shoes, and how are you... You work at a rock climbing place. How do you hate this?
Yeah, how
if someone sasses you first... So the rule of engagement are you don't fire unless fired upon.
Of course, yeah.
If someone sasses you first, is first to sass, then if you usually... If you give them clear sass, clear and present sass back... They will check it. They'll be like, okay. A lot of the time, they'll appreciate it and be like, oh, okay, this person's sassing me right back. Yeah. Let's just be fine.
Mm.
So that's usually, as I've found, what happens.
Yeah.
So if you sass right back, then they...
Yeah.
Because they realize that they've been sassy enough for you to sass back, so obviously they need to
Do you reckon have you found that as well, Emily? Or
yeah. Really? I used to work in a shoe store.
Yeah.
And... God, I hated it. and customers would come up and just have the most ridiculous things to say and just be so rude about it.
Yeah.
And just like dumb stuff like, oh, these shoes are $30 cheaper this week and you told me they weren't going to be $30 cheaper. Like, this is an insult. You need to tell your managers.
How expensive were those shoes to begin with, though?
$800.
Yeah, so fuck off.
Yeah, yeah. And then $30. Anyway, but then as soon as you're like, well, actually, no, like, you're wrong. Whatever, like you explain the situation in a way that's like, by the end, when it was like my last 3 weeks, I was just not being fucked with. Like, I was not being kind at all. I was like, oh, like, I wouldn't do any of the like, oh, I'm so sorry you feel that way. I would just be like, you're wrong. That's not what happened. And you're wrong. So see you later. Bye. And they would then be like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Rich people love being abused, apparently.
Right. Look, yeah, I mean, I was very good at my job, yeah.
I worked in a computer store for a couple of years, and I was the only woman who worked in that store. And the amount of times that I had, like, men that would come in and ask, and I would say, hey, can I help you with anything? And they'd be like, no, 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 I'm fine. Go up to a dude, ask for help from the dude is, like, it happened so many times. There was one particular time that I went up to this guy and my manager saw it happen. And so once I'd left, manager goes up to him. He's like, oh, hey, can I give you a hand? He's like, oh, yeah, I actually wanted something to do with whatever it was. And they said, oh, Vicky's actually our specialist with that. And he went, oh, don't worry about it, and walked out of the store.
Brutal. What?
God.
Yeah.
No way.
So you love customer service. It's so good.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I had some wild stories from when I used to work in bars of people just being absolute twats, like just not good. Like being so drunk. I think the retail is slightly better because people aren't drunk.
You hope.
So, yeah, you hope. Yeah. Usually mostly not drunk. And then when you're in a bar and people are drunk and they also want to be obnoxious, that's it, game over. One guy at some point in my career as a bartender took a cucumber out of the fruit bowl that was in our fruit bowl on the bar and just took a bite out of it. and I looked at him and was like, what? And then he was like, oh, what? You gave it to me. I'm like, I absolutely did not. And then when I was getting him kicked out, he was like, I'm a lawyer. I'm going to sue this place.
They're
like,
all lawyers.
Yeah.
Every
and I'm
single
like,
one of them.
You ate a cucumber. Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I did not give you that cucumber.
I love that he has now a story that he's like, yeah, I got kicked out of a bar for
she
eating a cucumber.
she gave me a cucumber and then kicked me out. It was absolutely.
What a wild ride.
I was the hero in this situation.
He actually got fined $500 for staying at the venue when he'd been kicked out.
Oh.
He called the police on himself.
That'll show him.
Right, yeah.
That guy's a terrible lawyer.
he was like recording the conversations, being like, I'm recording this so that I have this for evidence. And then they were like, you have to leave. And he's like, no, this is like wrongful like treatment or whatever, and called the cops. And then they were like, actually, dude, you're wrong.
Yeah.
You need to go.
Yeah. They can kick you out of a bar. It's their property.
Yeah. Especially for eating a fucking cucumber, dude.
This is actually, I brought this cucumber from home.
Yeah. Yeah, great. Look, I really am disappointed because if the aim was to burn this podcast to the ground, we have done a bad job.
Oh,
it's been a bloody good episode. Oh. Thank you so much for being on.
Yeah.
Let's talk. Recording this at the end of Comedy Festival. How are we feeling? Obviously, we've got a lot of rage inside both of us at the moment.
All of us are very mad, yes.
It's actually just been a really good run.
Cool.
I'm just tired.
Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. It gets to this point, I think. It's literally the last day of festival. It gets to the point where you're like, I'm having a good time. The show's going well. People are liking it. I'm sleepy.
Yep.
I'd like to lie down for maybe a day.
So just one day.
I don't have time.
I don't have time. Emily leaves the country next Thursday. So
4 days. Oh. In 4 days, yep.
For a year.
Yep.
Damn.
Fuck that shoe store.
Hey. Where are you going?
Everywhere. The plan is to go Vietnam to Iceland by land or sea. So like Vietnam, China, Mongolia, Russia, down through Eastern Europe.
No sky.
No sky. No sky. No. Trans-Siberian Railway, buses, trains.
That's cool.
No sky.
Nice.
Yeah. You jealous?
Yeah.
Cool, cool, cool. I was like, Vicky, get them on and I'll make them jealous.
Real jelly. I'd love a
But follow me on Instagram, though, and seriously, get your phones out. What about you, Luca? How are you feeling?
It's all right.
Because you did a full run.
I did a full one. And, it's been like some great stuff and some terrible stuff. But I think you do comedy for, like, so long and you just stop, like, caring about anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, if it's good or bad, you just stop having it. Like, I did this comedy up late thing last week, which is, like, huge. And I was, like, really happy to get it. And if you told me that, like, last year or the year before that I was going to do it, I'd be like, fuck, that's cool. And then I was about to go on stage and I just turned to our friend Sam Taunton and said, I feel nothing. And he said, yeah, that happens.
Oh, my gosh. That's
Do you reckon that's a go to a therapist thing or do you reckon that's just
no.
a...
I think it is just what happens.
I could never do what you guys do. Never do what you guys do.
So brave. So brave.
So brave. I could never do what you guys do.
I think the problem is things seem much better and bigger from
a distance
before.
Yeah,
and then when you're there, you're like, oh, actually, this is just a thing that's happening.
Yeah.
And then the same thing, like you have probably, I'm sure, aspirations. And
it's very interesting, and I've particularly noticed it in this festival.
Mm.
The people that you wish that you had their opportunities, that have those opportunities, still have the same anxieties
of course.
As you do now.
Yeah, because as soon as you get something, you want the next thing. You're never satisfied with what you've got. Mm.
That's equally, like, I guess, comforting, but also, like...
Terrifying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah, real sad.
Like, you'll never be fulfilled is basically the vibe.
I'm still like, yeah, let me have a crack.
Of course.
Let me have a crack at not being fulfilled.
I'll take it. I mean, I'll try.
Maybe it'll work for me. You never know.
I could be a success story, you know? Like getting my goals and being fulfilled. Who knows?
I don't think you can have both, goals and fulfillment. Yeah, no, definitely not. Yeah.
But
definitely
let's give it a shot anyway.
Yeah.
But if you, that's life though. If you stopped wanting to do more stuff,
you'd move to the suburbs and have kids?
That's more staff, I think, different aspirations.
If I didn't have any goals at all, I would just smoke weed and play computer games and just live in like a
but
little
you could
one
do that.
Bedroom,
you could do that now.
Exactly.
One bedroom apartment, not have any friends and just Uber
is,
Eats
is
it
your
in.
Part? Is Maggie part of this?
No. This is me giving up on life.
On life, okay, cool. Yep.
And it's just being free from the shackles
from everything.
Of everything. That's what I would do.
But you can do it if you want it.
I don't want to.
Exactly. That's the thing. I don't feel like that's...
But, that's my, that's
but he could if he did want to.
Yeah.
But somewhere in a parallel universe, there's me.
Doing that.
Yeah, doing that.
What are you ordering on Uber Eats?
No, probably just pizza.
Yeah,
sick.
Yeah.
Pretty
McDonald's.
Oh,
that's rock bottom. You've truly given up.
Yeah. I've definitely had McDonald's delivered this festival.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've never had McDonald's delivered.
Yeah, I can almost see it from my house.
Wow.
Almost.
Mm. I mean, festivals, eh?
Yeah.
Really.
I mean, I was in hospital for 2 weeks. Give me a break. I can order a McDonald's if I want.
All right.
We'll allow it just
thank
this once.
You, thank you.
How's yours, Emily? Your festival?
I feel very similar to Ben in that I just would... horizontal, please. That's what I want to be.
Sleepy.
Yeah. I think this show has been really lovely and I've had such a wonderful time doing it and it's just like a bit... I'm ready to not do it anymore.
That's fair.
I usually do... Like, past years I've done like a kid's improv show during the school holidays. And I was like, I'm not going to do that this year because I'm not going to have a break. I'm not going to have Mondays or Wednesdays off.
Right.
Of my shows. Mm-hmm. And then I just ended up doing Sam Campbell's kids show every day.
Great.
Right.
So it's really backfired.
Well, at least in that, you don't have to worry about ticket sales or anything like that.
Yeah, just rock up and...
And just do your thing.
Be Lord Crumpington. And then
that's great.
What does he do?
He is the headmaster for Crumpington Academy of Boys and Girls and Crumpets.
Okay.
And then we do a Crumpington stack on children.
Ooh.
Where they stack crumpets on their heads.
That's great. I love that a lot.
I kind of want to do that. That's fun.
Sam Campbell's show.
You could absolutely
do a kid's show.
Very
subtly.
I already have.
It was him just very subtly bullying children.
Oh,
live on stage.
Right. Definitely what I would imagine Sam Campbell doing.
One of my favourite shows. So good.
Did kids love it though?
Yeen.
Kids love it. Love that.
Yeah.
Speaking of loving that, thank you so much to our beautiful guests, Luca Muller and Ben Russell.
Thanks for joining us.
Yes, beautiful. Yay. Give them a round of applause. Thank you so much for being on Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Who knows? It might have been the last live one.
Definitely wasn't, okay. But...
Damn it!
But well done trying.
We were so close.
Yes.
I tried.
Thank you so much, and we will speak to you all soon.
That's a good ending. I like that ending.
Yeah,
perfect. We did it.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.